Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Let me tell you something. I literally came 2 hours ago, and I don't give a fuck about anything. That's crazy. It's insane. When you walk around with no
scene. 2 hours ago?
When you what? Yeah, dude.
Broad daylight?
I was fucking balls deep in a mouth 2 hours ago.
That's, wow, good for you.
9 out of 10 dudes, if some hot girl walked up to him on the street and be like, hey, can I suck your dick? He'd probably look for like wires in the FBI, but then be like, cool, yeah. Let's go to any bathroom possible. But I think if a hot dude... Not calling myself hot, but like if an attractive dude walks up to a woman and is like, listen, can I suck your vulva? Like, how what's the percentage of a woman saying yes to that? If the dude's hot. Let's say it's Leonardo DiCaprio level of hottest, but not Leo. Like, what's the, like, I think it's going to be pretty low, right?
It's going to be low, but I think it's like, that might start the conversation. She's like, I don't know, like, it's too bright. Hit me up tonight. Here's my number.
Yeah.
Like, take me to dinner first. Like, I think it could initially open some doors.
Yeah, if you cold walk up to a lady, even if you're hot, and say, listen, I'd like to lick your vagina, I think there's a percentage of women that would say, cool, sounds good, but less. I guess what I'm alluding to is, like, dudes are wild. Like, if you walked up to a dude at Ross in the fucking dressing room, and you go, and he's trying on some fucking capris.
Yeah.
And some woman walks in there, like, mildly hot. Has a missing limb. Who cares?
Of course.
9 times out of 10, a dude's like,
But have you seen those videos online where, like, it's like for YouTube, a hot chick will walk up to a guy, it's always on like a campus, like, hey, we should fuck tonight. And the guy's like, loses their mind. They're like, their brain just explodes.
Yeah.
They don't know if it's a setup. They don't know if it's real. And they're like, but a lot of the dudes are like, all right now, let's go. Yeah, what's up? Like, in the middle of, they're on the way to chemistry class, and they're like, I will not go to school like that.
That's so.
But then they go, oh, sorry, it's for a YouTube video.
Oh, it's for a YouTube video.
I mean, that guy
now it's going to be for a Pornhub video. Switch it.
Right, but like, I'm imagine you're like, dude, I must be having the best day ever. Good hair day. This girl wants to blow me on an ASU campus. Then all of a sudden she's like, I'm kidding, it's for a YouTube video. Then what? You just go to class,
here's
blue balled the fuck to the ceiling?
It's literally like walking up to a bear and being like, hey, do you want some honey glazed salmon? And then the bear goes, yeah,
right now.
It does sound so good. Out of an air fryer, that's me shooting the bear.
Yeah, we're wearing sunglasses. I'm a little hungover. How do you feel? I just went out for friends, like, going away party. And I knew it was going to feel like shit today. I know I have a very busy Sunday. What the fuck is going on over there?
Sorry, Gabe's fired.
But I will say, I feel like I usually talk shit about people who wear sunglasses on podcasts. It's not bad.
It really...
Remember
every single rapper that I've ever seen wearing sunglasses on stage or on podcast, I'm like, what the hell's happening?
Yeah.
This, it feels so, we're so used to just being blinded by lights all the time.
Dude,
all we do.
I have headaches leaving here every time.
Yeah.
But like,
maybe
today,
this is the move.
This is.
I feel very comfortable.
Can you get contacts that are sunglasses? You should have dark ass eyes.
That would be sick.
No, I feel like this is like the Lord's way of kind of like, you know, kind of giving our eyes a little facial. It's like, take it easy,
Hit that little spa day for the...
Dude, I want to get a facial, and you know what I mean, god damn it.
Sperm?
One of them. I just, you see the videos online, dude, where they just rub your face down for like an hour.
I just had Moon do it like a week and a half ago. It's really nice.
I want to do that.
You should go, dude. I'm telling you, he would change your life. He gets on your back and you're like, happening?
I just want, fucking tenderize the face. What is this?
Are contact lenses for your for sunglasses. Fuck?
Honestly, here's the problem though. I watch porn with women like that. That's so hot to me.
Yep,
aliens.
It's like an ND filter like for your eyeballs.
That is true.
So hot. Huh. Not all the time, but getting sucked off by alien lady.
How do you feel
hot.
About women with two different colored eyes? I feel like that's up your alley.
Super in.
Really?
It's very like makes me off balance when I see it. Because they turn around, they're like, you're a wolf or some shit. But But I like it. Like, I'd one, so like, annoyed. Dark.
Everywhere you go, there's somebody, like, has to say something, you know?
Oh, I would just start with that. Shut up and just go into the conversation. Like, because everyone's like, you have different.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so, yeah, you're just trying to get a coffee. Your eyes are. What, were you born like that? Are they contacts?
But it's just like being really tall. If you're being like, can you imagine just walking around being 6'11"? Jesus Christ.
I thought
Christ.
You were about to say like 6 foot, and I was like, that's tall for you? Like,
that's for me, bar, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it's the same thing.
Like, if that's you have, why I like just being just a down the road, middle average guy. Nobody's ever like, whoa, you must play basketball. Whoa, cool eyes. Whoa, sick tattoo. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's the problem with having a really good bod. People would just say that just walking anywhere. It's like, well, you got a really good bod. Even if I'm wearing a jacket, people always say something.
Dude, I'm one of the guys who's saying it. I'm usually. I mean, what's like the most tool outfit you think you wear? Because you do have abs and you don't show them, which
never.
Is unreal.
Don't.
Unreal. What do you need a body for?
I just like it for myself. And you know it's also.
Oh!
Yeah, you know it's, all right. You know it's also fun though?
You're like one of those loud car guys. Like, I don't get a loud car for fucking you guys. It's for me.
But it's almost like I have a loud car, but I put silencers on it.
Oh, interesting.
That's what it is. But I will say, you know those moments where the guys with the big dicks in the bedroom, they can take it out, and the girl goes, oh my God, I didn't even know. That's
yeah, they're
a moment.
Skinny white dudes.
That
they are.
But for
the
me,
dude's packing a porn.
But for me, that's sort of my big dick. Whoa, I didn't know you had it moment. Because I take my shirt off and they go,
I picture your shirt still on for some reason. You like take your pants down and she's like, oh, average cock. And then you take your shirt off and she's like, oh my God. Like,
I do shirt first.
You have to. But, or do you do opposite? Because then if you plop dick, which is hilarious, gotta be the title.
Dick. Plop dick.
Plop dick. Plop dick. That's
I drop dick.
Where?
Off.
Oh.
At FedEx.
God. I want to be able to do that. Just drop my dick off in like Cabo for a week and then it can come back and then all horniness is gone.
Here's
like,
the thing,
I want
dude.
Somebody to walk my cock.
Good?
Sexually.
Like wag?
Sexually. Yeah, but like somebody else fuck with it. Here, go use it. Get the horniness out. But then I can still edit. But I don't have the horny symptoms.
I am in the best mode possible right now. I literally had sex like 2 hours ago.
Dude, I know you're in a good mode. You abbreviated it possible. You abbreviated it. You said, I'm in the best mode. Poss.
Did I say poss?
You said poss.
I did?
You fuck so hard, you're just losing letters.
Dude, let me tell you. I had some fucking lion mane water from this fucking idiot. I am on one. I don't even know. I feel like I'm lion mane? Lion's mane?
Lion mane.
Is it lions?
What's limeade? You said you had a story and I'm involved in it?
Yes.
Wet dream, but dry?
Here's the thing.
Well, what happens if you shoot blanks in a wet dream?
Dry. Sahara.
Dry dream?
Sahara dream.
Okay.
What's that thing? Mirage. It's called a Mirage.
It's a casino.
It is.
It's a Hard Rock Cafe now.
Is it?
Hard Rock Hotel.
So I do have a freaking story.
Let's
go. So hooked up with a lady last night.
Oh, we're fresh off Cooter.
Last night and
FOC,
this morning.
FOC, dude.
And this morning.
What?
That's why I'm so chill right now. That's why I'm wearing sunglasses. Dude,
nice. I didn't have sex last night.
It is insane. When you walk around with an empty balls.
Yeah, with an empty ball. Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
I'm
just
hammered.
One of them.
Because it's like, you go on Instagram and these girls are like,
care.
Hey, do you want it? And you're like, nope.
Click here for my spicy link. No.
Ew.
Reported.
Really? Block.
I think it's funny just how creative people have to get to promote their OnlyFans now.
Yep.
It's like, it's getting good. Like, you'll go to a girl's bio and be like, the link you're looking for isn't here. It's like a riddle. It's like, the link you're looking for isn't here, but maybe it's on my Finsta. Maybe it's not. And then you hit like a different page, and then it's like, you found my spicy link.
Yeah, the spicy link. When they put like a little like chili pepper thing.
A chili pepper and then a link next to it.
You know what should be illegal is when you go to a girl's OnlyFans and it's not nude. Literally go to jail. Like, it for real. It's
dude,
spicy. What's spicy about it? What's spicy about it? Oh, I can go to the beach and look at this.
Yeah.
Where are your areolas?
This is paprika water. What is this?
At most.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why you literally go on Reddit and you type in the person's OnlyFans who you're thinking about buying.
Yeah.
And a lot, there's like forums that'll be like, is it worth it? And people will be like, no nudes. Or you'll see one guy just write back, all capitals, yes.
Wow.
Invest now.
But I mean, you know how much work it takes for them to do those Reddit things? It's $5. Isn't it normally, or am I crazy? Or is it
you
more
can say
expensive?
On price.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can
do
like 15.
Like, whoa, really?
Yeah, or you do like a 3 month package. It was like 90.
Whoa.
I don't even know. Yeah, dude, you can set it. But I think
can you imagine being so horny you spend $95 to possibly not see nudes?
But hear me out. You buy a round of shots at the bar for, you know, a group of people. That's like $95 right there.
Yeah,
and
it is insane.
You're just. It's so funny. When you're drunk, you're like, I want to pay for everybody.
What is that? Dude,
I did that last night. I was like, you guys, how many? Okay, oh, yeah, 12 shots of Casamigos. And it's like, here you go. And it's like $200. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Who am I?
When you drink, you want to buy things. You make just...
I'm a philanthropist.
You want to fight people?
Can I write this off on my taxes? You want to fight people? Yeah.
You want to fight people? You also want to like tell people how much you love them and cry?
A lot of people were pitching me business ideas last night.
Well, that's cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of it, we're just like, I would like, they would just kind of ramble, and I'd be like, cool, so like, how would, you know, where do you see me get involved with this? And like, you know, man, we're not there yet, but when we are there yet, I will, you know, I'm like, give me the product now. You know, he's like, we're building, we're developing.
Yeah, that's one person doesn't have an idea, and they're just placating an idea just to talk to you.
Oh,
and
that's
you go,
true.
And you go, stop.
That.
What's happening?
Yeah.
You go, do you live in your mom's basement? They say yes.
Yeah. Click here for my spicy link.
100%. Do you have a butt plug in right now? They go, yeah, well, okay.
That's also wild to think. There's a lot of people out and about with butt plugs in.
Yep.
There's somebody right now at Alassans looking for quinoa, butt plug in.
Jack has one in right now.
Yeah.
For sure. There's no way he doesn't. We went to a Lakers game last night. For sure he had it in.
Oh, dude.
Every point he kept...
His girl from Philadelphia. The game hasn't even started yet.
If you want to hear the rest of that insane, wild episode, you got to sign up for the Patreon or...
Stiff Socks Plus. And that's just exclusively through Apple. Like you listen to the other podcasts. You go on there, you tap add extra, $4.99 a month, and you get unlimited free frickin' Friday episodes.
Every Friday, dropping 4 episodes a month.
Ad free! But there's also no shame in going on over to Patreon, where you can also watch the exclusive episode and video and get access to the Discord. You still get the same episode, but look, we got some Apple people up in the chat. It's easy. Ba-bam. Double click. Face scan.
So go
Baba
on.
Booey.
Hey, so go on patreon.com/stiffsockspod or sign up on Stiff Socks Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.